When Allah created Adam on his image, did he create Adam on God's image, or did he create Adam on his own image, or did he create Adam on another man's image, meaning that that man looked like Adam? He's created in the same form Allah created. And in that, all three statements have been said. Remember, we're not here trying to push one ijtihad, one commentary, and saying that's all of Islam. There may be a commentary. I said, I believe this is the truth, right? This is most close to the truth and most sound to follow. But I have to tell you, if it is a commentary or not, you're fooling Muslims and misleading them if you tell them that an opinion is the religion and that's it. That's not right. You have to say where it's in a matter of opinion. And here I'm telling you, there are three statements on this. The first statement is that Allah created Adam on his own image. So that's a statement. But that doesn't mean we have to follow that statement. Just because something is a statement does not necessarily mean that all of our teachers will agree to it. And our teachers and our main sources do not agree with that. What do they say? They say that there is a second opinion where it's a man struck his son. Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, when you fight wars, avoid the face, because Allah created Adam on his image. Meaning, that was the face that Allah created Adam upon. So to honor that, don't hit that. That could be the case. Let's take another hadith. This was the one that we have up. Allah created Adam on his image, and his height is 60 yards. So therefore, his here must refer to Adam. Because in basic, I think every language has this. When you say a pronoun, it points to the nearest noun that was mentioned. That's number one. Secondly, and his height is 60 feet tall. Clearly, that's not Allah. It's clearly talking about Adam, alayhi salam. Because no one will say the height of Allah is 60 yards tall. Third pronoun, falamma khalaqahu. Again, the third pronoun here. So, suratihi, tuluhu, and khalaqahu all refer to Adam, alayhi salam. Let's take another question here. Why would Allah say that he created Adam on his image? Meaning the image that he had of the dunya, that way that the human being looks, is how Adam was created in the heavens. That it's to clarify that, to clarify the issue of, was Adam alayhi salam created differently in the heavens? Like, does the human being look the same, or when he came to the earth, he looked different, right? So let's turn to our go-to, and that is the first one we're going to look at is Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. He says here, وَاخْتُلِفَ إِلَى مَاذَا يَعُودُ الضَّمِيرُ. It's differed upon. What is the pronoun? God created Adam on his image. What is the pronoun? فَقِيلَ إِلَى Adam. It has been said to Adam, meaning, and by saying قِيلَ, he's saying the whole subject is up for interpretation. That means nobody should simply say, this is it, one way, and that's it. You can say, this is what I'm most convinced by, and that's what I teach my people, my family, and myself, and what's what my belief is. Fine. But keep recognizing it is up for shot. And when we talk to these brothers, the number one issue is, I don't want to even debate my point. The number one thing is to debate or to get the point across. The whole subject matter is ijtihadi. Like group dhikr. I don't even care if you believe in group dhikr or mawalid or misbahaz or anything. But you have to admit what I do care about. You have to admit this is a subject of discussion. There's not one way and that's it. You have massive amounts of scholars on both sides. فَقِيلَ إِلَىٰ آدَمَ أَيْ خَلَقَهُ عَلَىٰ سُورَتِهِ أَلَّتِي اسْتَمَرَّ عَلَيْهَا إِلَىٰ أَنْ أُهْبِطَ وَإِلَىٰ أَنْ مَتْ. So it's that image, the image that Adam was created on in the heavens and then came down with that image and died upon that image. دَفْعًا لِتَوَهُمِ مَنْ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ لَمَّا كَانَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ كَانَ عَلَى صِفَةٍ أُخْرَى. To repel the false understanding of some people, maybe there was being said at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, that he changed his image. That he was one image in paradise and Allah changed his image. Okay? Or his image changed when he came down to the earth. أَوِبْتَدَأَ خَلْقَهُ كَمَا وُجِدَ لَمْ يَنْتَقِلْ فِي النَّشْأَةِ كَمَا يَنْتَقِلُ وَلَدُهُ مِنْ حَالَةٍ إِلَى حَالَةٍ. And this would be a refutation to the evolutionist Muslims, which you'd be out of Islam if you believe that Adam evolved. This is one of the hadiths that supports that. concept that Adam alayhi salam, as is mentioned in the Quran, was created as a complete human being, right? As an adult human being. That means he did not become as we are, a sperm, a seed, a zygote, or whatever, a nutfa, mudgha, alaqa, and then he went through the stages of birth. So this hadith is refuting that element too. Okay. In its words, it refutes it. Not that we can't say that people were, we don't know if people were ever saying anything close to that at the time. But it could be that they were saying that he had a different form in the heaven and a different form in the earth. وَقِيلَ, and it has also been said that it could be a refutation of some atheist beliefs who believed in the eternality of everything, that everything is qadim, that the only way that a human being can be created is from the seed of a male and a female, and that it can just continuously goes back. He's saying, no, Allah created him as he is now, as a full adult. وَقِيلَ لِلْرَدِّ عَلَى الطَّبَائِعِيِّينَ الزَّاعِمِينَ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ قَدْ يَكُونُ مِنْ فِعْلِ الطَّبْعِ وَتَأْثِيرِ. So he says, and this is close to, it's amazing that Ibn Hajar is actually pointing to very close to an evolutionary idea here, or a naturalist idea here. He says, it has been said that it's a response to the طَبَائِعِيِّينَ, the naturalists who say that the human being came out of natural processes. So what Darwinistic or naturalistic ideas that we have now, he's pointing to that way back in his time, Ibn Hajar's time. Find us when he died. 852 after the Hijrah, 1449. So that there is Ibn Hajar, and that's what we teach, and that's what we believe, knowing that it is ijtihad from him. Let's take a look at Sayyidina al-Imam al-Nawawi. قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ طُولُهُ سِتُّونَ ذِرَاعًا. Saying this without any disrespect to the legitimate ulama who did say that it does return to the image of Allah Ta'ala, and they have their own proofs, and they give different narrations completely. هذا الحديث سبق شرحه وبيان تأويله. And I wish that, this is just the summary, because he does have a ta'wil somewhere else in his book, Imam al-Nawawi. We have to get that. And I have to get Ibn Hajar's later. But this suffices for us, right? وهذه الرواية ظاهرة في أن الضمير في سورته عائد إلى آدم. Imam al-Nawawi agrees here. He says this hadith is very clear that the pronoun goes back to Adam. God created Adam on his image, meaning on the image that Adam was on as a human being. Same image in as created as an adult, that same image, he came down to the earth. He was not created as a child, created as and naturally evolved. He was not created in any other way. He was created directly as an adult. And upon that same image, he existed in the heavens. He came down. He didn't change when he came down. He was created as an adult and he died an adult. He was not created in any of these other ways. And what else? طُولُهُ سِتُّونَ ذِرَاعًا, and he was 60 ذِرَاع cubits tall. وَلَمْ يَنْتَقِلْ أَطْوَارًا كَذُرِّيَّتِهِ. He did not grow as we grow. He's created 60 cubits tall, whatever, and he stayed that way. He didn't grow and he didn't go through phases as we did. كَذُرِّيَّتِهِ, which we do. We grow tall and then we start small and grow tall. كانت سورته في الجنة هي سورته في الأرض لم تتغير. And the hadith is pointing to that his image in paradise is his image on the earth. He did not change. The human being in paradise is not anything different than this. Of course, in paradise is going to be much more perfect, but same concept, face, arms, those proportions that we all know. And that is the answer that we hold on to, and that is authoritative according to many, many, many hadith scholars, including here what we just cited, Ibn Hajar and Nawawi, and many Aqidah scholars teach the same thing.